Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Let me address this before I move on. I got a message from Kai. Kai says, Rob, tell this Tampa fan that Daniel Jones is the MVP, not Baker Mayfield. He's listening. Well, Kyle, I hope you're not listening, because Baker Mayfield is the MVP right now. Baker Mayfield has done what he's done with so many injuries on his on the offensive side of the ball. Offensive line, receivers. Baker Mayfield is the MVP. Joining us right now is our MVP from the Ravens vault, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline. She is Sarah Ellison. What's going on, Sarah?
How you doing, Rob? Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you as well. Speaking of MVP, the Ravens have a two-time MVP on their team, Lamar Jackson, who's been inactive the last 2 weeks. Looks like he might be back in time for the Bears game. How much of a difference does Lamar Jackson make in the Ravens turning this thing around after the bye?
I mean, obviously, he makes a massive difference, and at the same time, it wouldn't be fair to put it all on his shoulders. I mean, when you're putting up, you're leading an offense to score 40 points against the Bills, and, you know, I think when he went down, he had the most touchdowns in the league, and he had the highest passer rating, and yet they had only won one game.
Right.
And so, listen, you have no hope without Lamar Jackson. With Lamar Jackson, you definitely have hope. But other things need to change with his return, including a continued continued progress on the defense, which we saw against the Rams, more creative play calling, especially situational play calling, better offensive line play. We can't have him running for his life. So, yeah, like I said, Ravens have no hope without him, but they need to make other changes along with his return.
Sarah, one of the things that we saw when trading Adafi Owe was more room under the cap. Do the Ravens make a move? And if so, are they waiting for the results of this Bears game to see if they need to make a move?
Yeah, so I think that no matter what, they need to make a move because they need bodies at the outside linebacker position with that trade. And then the injury to Tavius Robinson, you are suddenly very thin there. And I don't know how much, you know, hope there is in somebody like David Ajabo to kind of step up. And you've got a rookie in there playing essentially a starter role. and he's progressing, but is it enough? So I think they have to for sure do something, make a signing or a trade. Now, how big of a trade? Because, you know, like you said, he did trade Adafi Owe. It did clear some significant cap space. And so the question is, do you risk future resources for a season that might be lost anyway? And to your point, this Bears game and then one more game even after that could really determine how much resources you want to pump into the season this year. The other question you have to ask is, can you get somebody that could be a long-term solution, somebody like what they did with Roquan Smith a few years ago, where he became a mainstay for years to come. So a body will need to be here. How big you go in depends on if you win the next two games.
Sarah Ellison joins us from the Ravens Vault, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Yes, we know the Ravens have dealt with injuries. However, game one, up big, lose 41-40. Game three, 21-21 after the third quarter, and they just got run out of the building in the fourth quarter. There are other issues with this football team. All those other issues, something that can be resolved on the defensive end with a new coordinator, or is it beyond the coordinator, Zach Orr? Is he the problem, basically?
You know, I think this is a big opportunity for John Harbaugh to prove himself. I think he's been criticized pretty heavily, and I think that that's been growing this season, obviously, with the 1-5 start. And, you know, some of the Ravens' weaknesses are at positions where he has heavy influence, and one of those is Zach Orr. And before the bye, he was asked, not for the first time, it had been more than once, whether they would make changes there. Mm-hmm. And he said he felt like that wasn't going to help things. I mean, you have Chuck Pagano in there who obviously could do it if they wanted to turn the reins over to him. But it seems like John Harbaugh is sticking by Zach Orr. And then there's issues, obviously, at the guard position. The Ravens, including John Harbaugh, have, you know, stood by Daniel Fa'alele. Left guard has, you know, not been too much better, although it was better last week. And so, you know, he wants to stand by those decisions, and that's his prerogative because it's his job. Those are his decisions to make. But he's got to make sure that they perform better, or else, you know, more heat will also come upon him.
I guess so. As we move forward, 11 games left. I think they make a run. I said earlier, I think Lamar Jackson puts on his cape and they fly with him. That's what I think. However, if they don't do that and they go the exact opposite, and I'm not talking about finish up 6-5 in the last 11, but below that, what are we seeing, the situation where John Harbaugh is then no less than on the hot seat?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the fact that since 2012, when they won the Super Bowl, the Ravens have won 4 playoff games since then. And John Harbaugh, in my estimation, is a phenomenal coach, Hall of Fame coach.
Yep, no doubt.
And at the same time, two things can be true at once. You can have a Hall of Fame coach that maybe the combination of John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson may not be enough to get over the hump. We saw that story with Andy Reid when he, you know, was within the Philadelphia Eagles team that was consistently in the playoffs, NFC championships, divisional rounds, all that kind of stuff, but just didn't get over the hump. And so the Eagles moved on, and then Andy Reid succeeded elsewhere. And so
did the Eagles.
John Hart. And so did the Eagles. Yeah. Exactly to the point. And so that would just be a question that Steve Bisciotti has to ask himself. Is this combination of people that I have? I have a 2-time MVP. I have a future Hall of Fame coach. This should be working. It hasn't worked to this point. And he has to ask himself, is it worth continuing to try with this combination? And we feel like we just need to get a few more pieces around them to make the combination, make the puzzle fit. Or do I give somebody else a bite at the apple? John Harbaugh has had 8 bites of the apple with his generational quarterback. Hasn't panned out yet. And so Steve Bisciotti will have to ask himself that. He probably won't until the end of the season.
I agree.
And he'll make that determination probably once 25 is in the books.
Hey, Sarah, he is a Hall of Fame coach, but sometimes, you know, you come to the end of the road. And this could be, I'm not saying it is, but we'll see where the next 11 games go. This could be the end of the road.
Well, it'll be that's why I said it's a huge opportunity for him to prove himself, to come out from this abyss that they are in. And if he doesn't, then we can have a different conversation at the end of the season.
Sarah, always a pleasure. Tell folks how to find you on social media.
All right. Yeah, I'm on Twitter at SG Ellison. And then Bobby Trossett and I co-host daily The Vault, which is on YouTube Live every day at noon. And also is anywhere you get your podcast.
Thank you very much, Sarah.
Appreciate you, Rob.
Always. Sarah Ellison joining us. Courtesy of The Vault, the Ravens Vault. 410-583-1057. That's the number. We brought up Daniel Jones a little bit earlier. Mitch in New Jersey wants to weigh in. What's up, Mitch? Mitch?
How you doing? Long time.
What's up, man? What's on your mind?
I say Daniel Jones, not MVP. I say comeback player of the year. That's for sure, because nobody saw this coming.
No doubt.
Especially Raiders. You know, Geno Smith. I think he's gone. He's turned back the clock like 10 years.
I think Daniel Jones being a comeback player of the year at this rate, at this pace, is a lock.
That's for sure.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mitch. I don't think he's the MVP, but at this pace right here, he's almost a lock for a comeback player of the year. Not even a question. Joe LaCroix's on court 9:45, but on the other side, thoughts on the Ravens' playoff chances that we start to get a little bit clearer in the view of the AFC. Can they sneak in at 10-7? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
A fan. 6:19. No, it's not. It's 9:16. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rolo, Rod, Solo, Ed Norris on vacation this week. Jeremy Kahn feeling under the weather, called out to us this morning at like 4 a.m. as I was waking up. I said, all right, let me get it together. And I left my lunch, my meal at home. And we got blessed with a meal provided to us by Miss Shirley's. Thank you very much. Baltimore Ravens, you start looking at the AFC playoff picture and you start finding out teams are who they are. I remember early on, a couple of weeks ago, you guys were saying, don't worry about the Chiefs. We're worried about the Chiefs. We're worried about the Bills. Those guys aren't doing anything. Number one, if those guys aren't doing anything, somebody's got to go to the playoffs. The playoffs are canceled because the Chiefs and the Bills didn't make it. You do realize that, right? Somebody's going. Seven teams are going. However, the Bills are the number five seed right now. They are in second place to the Patriots. And the Chiefs are in the eighth spot. You know, that's not going to last long because they're going to make their way up because they are starting to get a little hot right now. They're 2-2 in the conference, but trust me when I tell you. And that's what you got to worry about. The Colts are 5-0 in the conference. The Patriots 3-2. The Broncos 3-2. Both the Steelers and the Bills are 3-1 in the conference. That is very relevant. The Chargers, while they're 4-3 overall, they're 4-1 in the conference. That's what you got to start looking at. Bengals, 3-1 in the conference. And as the Ravens try to make a run, those are the teams that you're going to have to beat. They can have the great record in the conference. If you have more wins than them overall, then you're good to go. You know how this thing works. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. But at 10-7, the Ravens will have to, that'll have to be a 10, in my opinion, that'll have to be a 10-7 divisional champion record. I don't think that gets the wild card for them this year. They're 1-3 in the conference. That's not good. The good thing is they're 1-0 in the division. But when you talk about conference play, they're not very good right now. They're 1-3. Three of their five losses have been from the AFC teams. That's a horrible way to get started. We didn't expect them to have a winning record against the AFC because they don't have a winning record. But we're seeing things that we have never seen, haven't seen in a long time from the Baltimore Ravens. And I didn't realize until early this morning when Joe and I were talking about it. Ravens have four playoff wins since the Super Bowl year. Four. That's 13 years. Well, yeah. It's 11 years or 12 years. It's 12 years. You can't count this year yet. They haven't been in the playoffs yet this year. It's a long time of winning four playoff games. And three of those games are in Lamar's era. That's not good either. Lamar has three playoff wins. I told you all before, in the playoff game last year, if you didn't hear this, me say this on Friday, in the playoff game last year against Buffalo, when the Ravens got the football, I said to myself, I asked, can Lamar get it done in the postseason? This drive will tell me a lot. He answered the question because he led that offense right down the field before the drop two-point conversion. I don't put that on Lamar. That ball hit Mark Andrews in the chest, in the hands. It should have been a caught ball, should have been a tie ball game. But he answered the question that I did have, and that's, can you get it done? Three playoff wins for a generational talent, to me, is just not good enough. There are quarterbacks to have that in a year. Three playoff wins in a year. This team has to get better for postseason. Now, they can't get to the postseason right now at 1-5, but these are the things that I think, and I said to you, Joe, I said to the guys at the beginning of the season, sometimes disappointing playoff games leave a stench. Disappointing playoff losses at times leave a stench. And I wonder whether or not this last one, the way they did and the way they're playing right now, left a stench. One you can't lose unless you make some big-time changes. The only big-time change that can be made right now with the Baltimore Ravens is at the head coach position. You're not going to change Lamar. You can't. Who you get better? You can't get anybody better. You got to usher in somebody who can help him get there. You're not getting anybody better than Lamar. Where are you going to go? You're not going to get rid of your GM because he gives you outstanding players, outstanding talent. The only place you can change is at the head coaching position. Folks, this 11 games, I've said it before, as a coach, as a college basketball coach, I lost a locker room. I lost it. And how that starts is you become isolated. You become ostracized from your team. Sometimes your assistants, but definitely the players. You find yourself on an island, and they're not connecting with you. Physically, mentally, emotionally, no connection. When I see John Harbaugh on that sideline on game day, look at what you saw last Sunday against the Los Angeles Rams. You saw Sean McVay over by the players. He didn't have to find the players. They often find him. Huddle up, explaining things, going over things. Give me one shot, Joe, in the last 2 weeks, one shot, John Harbaugh on the sidelines with players around him. One.
There were a couple by looking at the Getty images. Like I have to go through for social media. I have to look through. That's sideline photos. Okay. There are a few.
Were they talking to him?
Yes.
Okay.
They are meeting him. He is still at the front of the sideline. But he's surrounded by players. He's not back by the bench, but there are players and coaches surrounding
okay.
him.
Okay. All right. And again, I'm basing it on the television angle. I have not seen the Getty angles.
But that's kind of his thing. It seems that he gives his assistants so much leeway. So you do your job. My job is to be the CEO of this. I'm going to let my assistants and let the other coaches talk to the players and sort that kind of thing out while he stays at the top. That's always kind of been his thing.
And the CEO, when things are going right, the CEO lets things go. He doesn't want to disrupt things.
Yeah.
But when things are going wrong, you got to hear from the CEO. You got to hear from the CEO.
And do you know what happened? I believe it was 6 years ago. I believe it was either today or yesterday.
Give it to me.
It was the game against the Seahawks when Harbaugh asked Lamar, do you want to go for it on fourth down? Is this the same game as the Marcus Peters pick six?
Yep.
So in the same, ironically enough, or coincidentally enough, it's that you have that moment, which is maybe one of the highlights of the Lamar era mm-hmm. with Harbaugh. But now we're also having this conversation 6 years later where it seems like he's disconnected from them.
And let me be crystal clear on this, Joe, and everybody else that's listening to me. I'm not saying this is usual for Harbaugh. I think Harbaugh is generally connected to the players. I'm saying what I'm seeing right now is not the norm. This is not the norm. You can criticize Harbaugh all you want. Harbaugh's had relationships with the players. This, what I'm seeing right now, is not the norm. And from my experience, that's what it looks like when a coach begins to lose the locker room. Has he? Will remain to be seen. 11 games remaining. We'll find out. Want to hear from you, though. 410-583-1057. Your thoughts on the Ravens' playoff chances as we get a clearer view of the AFC. Can they get in at 10-7? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. No, boys and girls. It's not bad boys. It's Diana Ross. Joe, I'm going to let me circa 1980. I'm going to go with 1980 on this one. Diana Ross. What is it?
I got to look it up. Give me one second.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris on vacation. Jeremy called out under the weather. What is it?
You said 80?
80.
That is correct.
It's circa 1980.
August 22nd, 1980.
There you go.
There's a really good, do you know who Fred Armisen is, the comedian?
Yes.
He does a really good bit about like the drummer on this song, just how the drums are so like split up. And he's like, what is she doing? And he just starts randomly hitting things. He's like, Diana, what are we doing? When am I supposed to come in? And it's back and forth.
This is a good, drum solo though.
I love this song. When I was a child, I was like, oh, this is the Diddy song, right?
Yeah.
And my brother was like, that's not how rap takes other songs.
Right,
and then,
not the other way around.
Okay, got it.
Someone asked me once, they said, And it was someone, and I took it as an innocent question because it was someone who honestly didn't understand hip-hop. And he asked me, why does hip-hop steal other people's songs? Where does that come from? And I said, because hip-hop comes from a culture where you couldn't afford bands. You couldn't. You had records. You had your parents' old records. You had lyrics. You wanted to have a song. So what you did was you took your parents' old records and you made new records because you couldn't afford a band. And to this day, hip-hop, in keeping with its culture, does that. That's all. You know, I got a song. I got some lyrics. Bars are hot. I don't have a band. All right, let's take this record and let's make it a new record. And that's how hip-hop was created. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Thoughts on the Ravens playoff chances as we start get a clear view of what the AFC is really looking like. The Colts are number one in the AFC at 6-1. They are legit. Daniel Jones, folks, is legitimate. He is the guy that the Mannings told you about coming out of Duke. For some reason, that did not happen with the Giants. It's happening with Indy. And I'm glad for him. I have nothing against Daniel Jones. I love to see great quarterback play, and he is playing well. Speaking of good quarterbacks, Drake May is the guy. You know, sometimes you don't want to be the man to replace the man. You want to be the man to replace the man to replace the man. That's Drake May. He didn't replace Tom Brady. He replaced Mac Jones, who, by the way, is doing pretty good out in San Francisco. The Broncos. Notice all these young quarterbacks. Knicks. Bo Nix. Guy that Jeremy and I debated about. And not so old, new young quarterbacks, an old one, Pittsburgh. They're getting it done with Aaron Rodgers. Those are the top four teams in the AFC, followed by the Bills, the Chargers, and the Jaguars. Excuse me, I had to belch there. Number eight seed, the Kansas City Chiefs. But you better look over your shoulders, Jacksonville. You better look over your shoulders, Chargers. Like Michael Jackson said, look over your shoulders, honey. Them Chiefs are coming. 410-583-1057. Let's go to Ken at Owings Mills. What's up, Ken?
Hey, what's up, Rob? Hey, man.
Doing well, man. How are you?
All right. I hear you. Teach the masters. Sampling beats.
There you go. Sampling beats, man.
That's right. Man, look, man, if we get in at 10-7, that's going to be a limp in. Now, I hear you talk about this before. Harbaugh, I agree. He connects with the team. But he doesn't connect to the team in that way, the way I'm in your face gritty that I'm going to get you up to play. Because remember, it was Lamar who lifted the boats and saved him because he was on the way out then. So unless they have that Baltimore just wire chip on their shoulder, I don't want to see them get in.
All right, let me ask you a question, Ken. Ken, did you play sports growing up?
Yes, sir.
What did you play?
Wrestled in football.
Okay, football. Let's go to football. Did you have a coach that got in your face?
Yeah.
Okay. Did that coach, what was his knowledge of the game?
He knew the game well.
Okay.
He knew the game well, and he knew how to come at you, you know, when you weren't playing your position right.
I've often questioned how much knowledge of the game itself that Harbaugh has. I don't question him being a CEO. I don't question him being a leader of men. I don't question any of that. But when it comes down, if you get in my face and yell at me about doing something, then you better have the right way for me to do it. If not, you're just yelling. That's all you're doing, Ken.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And that, to me, that equals he's got to go.
Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate the call. Let's go to the Eastern Shore and get Larry. What's up, Larry?
Hey, Rob. Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, so I saw you toward the end of the Orioles season one day with Mr. Bumbry and talked to you. It was very kind of you to stop and chat with me. I appreciate that very much.
Thanks a lot. Anytime, man. Come on. Anytime.
Yeah. So I think in the first, toward the end of the before the break, I think the Ravens were playing not to lose. You know, they were playing to win. They were playing not to lose. I mean, it was like they were just waiting for something to happen. And, you know, like Derrick Henry's a beast, but I just don't. I think he was so concerned about holding on to the ball, he wasn't, you know, hitting the hole like he always did before. So I think after the bye, I think they just got to let it go. I think they just got to say, look, man, we got to play all out. We got to go for it all the time and play to win, not to lose.
You know, so you bring up something. Wait a minute. Before you go, you brought up something. Something I never thought about. So you are attributing some of Derrick Henry's issues to him being more worried about not fumbling than being Derrick Henry.
Correct. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. I mean, I can't dispute that. It's just something, to be honest with you, Joe, that I never thought about. You know, I'm not used to fumbling the ball, so let me make sure I have a hold of the football because I don't want to fumble the football again. I never thought of it that way, but it's hard for me to argue, to put an argument against that.
I don't know if I agree with that.
You don't agree with that?
He fumbled against Ed Oliver forces the ball out in the other one, and Aiden Hutchinson hits him from behind in the Detroit game. It's not like how you saw Cam Ward yesterday, just the ball pops out of his hand when he's trying to throw. He's doing his best Will Levis impersonation. I mean, Henry got hit. It's not... Was he being a little cavalier with the way he was holding the ball? Yeah, I guess, but...
So that's why I put something into it, because if he was just fumbling on his own, then I think, no, he's all right. He knows to just make the correction. But the fact that he was being hit makes me wonder if that's what he was more concerned about than anything else. I'm not saying it's 100%. I'm not. But Derrick Henry did look good in his last game. Very good.
Well, that was also because they gave him the opportunity to do so.
Merton in Indianapolis. What's up, Merton?
Well, I won't let me pick up my telephone here.
Please do, Merton, because there's an echo that's kind of annoying.
There we go. I done fixed it. I would say Indianapolis Colts number one.
Hold on. Joe, I thought it was the echo that was annoying. That wasn't the echo. It was Merton. God, hear with that mess, man. I've been nice all day. There's only been so much you can ask of me. I ain't cut people off. I've been on my best behavior all day. There's only been so much you can ask me to do before I say that's enough.
Made it 3 hours and 40 minutes.
Ed and Towson, what's up, Ed?
Wow, man. I just got up and started getting around. Somebody must have... Do I need to talk to somebody right
now? No, we're good.
We're good, man.
Okay,
let me know. Come on. I still got people.
Don't call bumping your gums, man. That's all I ask. You know what I mean? You want to talk? Let's talk. Just don't call bumping your gums.
Well, you know, jokers do stuff like that. They try, like you call yourself trying to get a competitive advantage. They know you can't say a whole lot. I know you can't say a whole lot. This ain't the barbershop. So don't bully a joker because he can't say a whole lot. I don't know what that's called, bro. I'm going to leave that alone. Okay, we're going to go here.
What's on your mind, man?
Look, you know, you've been in high leverage situations in games, of course. That end of the game thing, all the communication goes off, meaning whatever it is, me and you, we vibing. If you my offensive guard, my offensive tackle, at that high leverage situation, the end of the game, and I'm going to connect this. I hate it. I like Coach Locks. Same situation. At the end of the game, if kids start losing their mind, if pros start losing their mind, then we got a communication issue. Because, Rob, when everybody's yelling in the gym and you got 2 minutes left in the ball game, now it's, are we on the same wavelength?
It's time out. Let me talk to you. Come over here. Yeah.
So you got a coach. At that point, it's like, okay, Kiki, for instance. Kiki knew what Rob wanted. In the high leverage part, you ain't have to say nothing to Kiki. Boom, here we go. This is what we're doing. If you can't establish that kind of during that part of the game, everybody hear you during the middle of the game, Rob. But at the end, when the crowd is yelling, we got 2 minutes left. We got to get this money. I have to rely on you knowing what I want. And if we can't do that, then you have mishaps during the end of the game. So I mean. In both situations.
So, Ed, is it safe to say that if you can't do that, maybe I have not communicated that to you?
Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, you, Coach, your people, and I keep saying Kiki because that's what sticks out in my mind because she was a hell of a ball player. You can't tell me that at the end of the game, you told them what you wanted And then them jokers went out there and got the work done.
Facts. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So when they can do that, I have to rely on you during that part of the game. I've been there, man. I can't yell, okay, cover three. No, we got to go. And so if the communication's broke down, we have to figure out why it is that you don't hear me at the end of the game. You hear me during the middle of the game when everything's good. But when we got to get this money, you don't hear me. So I don't know. I've never had a bad situation where I couldn't communicate because I took care of that in the beginning of the season,
yeah,
just like you did.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, Ed, thanks a lot for the call, bro.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it. That's a good point. Good point. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Murph in Perry Hall wants to weigh in on Shohei. What's up, Murph?
Hey, good morning, Rob. Yeah, I am going to weigh in on him a little bit, and I have to agree with you 1,000%. I'm 73. I've been collecting baseball cards since I was a little kid. And be truthful with you, I got 5 Shohei Ohtani rookie cards. Now I'm wishing I'd have bought 500 of them.
See, Murph. How old are you again, Murph?
73,
and you still collect baseball cards. Thanks a lot for the call, Murph. So, Trippy, you can stick it. Making fun of me playing video games at 54. This 70-something-year-old man still collects baseball cards. Trippy, you only live once. Do you? He you live one time.
He's like, man, Rob's got to quit it on those video games. He's too old for that.
Why? What do you want me to do instead?
And I was like, trivia, what? Why? He's like, Joe, how old are you? I was like, 33. He's like, that's okay. You're allowed to play video games. So I was like, what's the cutoff?
See, this is when I'm too old to play video games. I'm unemployed, underemployed, bills are due, and I'm on the sofa playing video games. That's when I'm too old to play video games. But when all those boxes are checked, all those things are taken care of, and I play video games, I'm not too old to play video games.
Rob, you were sitting in the dorm room playing Sega Genesis.
I honestly didn't in college.
So you didn't?
I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't pick up video games until after college. When I was a kid, I played Atari 5200 and Atari 2600. When I got kind of in high school, middle of high school, I became such a ball player, I didn't have time. Got in college, same thing. Got out of college, then you're in law enforcement, you're military and law enforcement, shift work. So you get a lot of days off. What did I do? Reunited with video games. It is what it is, bro. I have no shame in my game. If I had shame, I wouldn't talk about it on air. And that's the encore for the day. Why Trippy, the man almost 20 years older than me and collects baseball cards. I like it. I dig it. Wait, I mean, we all have, I don't want to call it, is that a vice? Playing video games a vice? No. Is it a vice? Smoking cigars would be my vice, right? Is that a vice?
I think that's like something that, I would call maybe video games like an indulgence.
Okay.
More than that.
We all indulge in something, right?
Yeah.
That's what I choose to indulge in.
Yeah, I don't think, like a vice is something that's like kind of borderline illegal or was.
Yeah. Okay, right. All right. It's a fact, today, before the baseball game, I'm going to play a little more Madden again. Start off my season after winning the Super Bowl. I'm all right with that. Now it's time for you to find out what I learned today. You know, hosting the show solo is like riding a bike. I did this. Somebody asked me, how tough is it? I did shows solo for the first 7 years of my career. You get used to having others with you. That's cool. But when duty calls and Ed's on vacation and Jeremy's not feeling well, you don't clinch up. You just get in here and do your thing. Got a couple of national days. Today is National Chicken and Waffles Day. Some of the best chicken and waffle places around town you might want to celebrate, like Miss Shirley's Cafe. Go head over there and get you some. Go get you some! You like chicken and waffles, Joe?
Yeah, I'll have any excuse to eat chicken tenders at 9 a.m., so that's cool.
See, me, chicken and waffles, when I lived down south, my aunt used to make chicken and waffles. She made chicken cutlets. She used to do the breaded batter, chicken cutlets and waffles. She made her waffles homemade herself, and they were delicious. That was a little, what's your favorite syrup?
Is it, she's not Mrs. Butterworth anymore, is she?
No.
Is it something else?
I don't know what her name
is. I don't know. Her.
See, we used to use the king syrup, man.
Well, I don't know what that is.
King syrup has a lion on it. And we didn't use the one that you squeeze. We would use the one in the tin jar. You picked up the top, the spoon, swirl it on. Yeah.
Do you like the real maple syrup?
What's the difference in real maple?
Well, that's like right from the tree. Like they tap the tree and then it's not like.
No.
Like yeah. No. If you go up to New England, like if you go upstate New York and Vermont, like on the side of the road, there's people just selling.
No.
It nonstop. That. It's pretty good, but it's not the same.
I don't want that. Some birthdays in sports. Mickey Mantle and Leroy Selman would have celebrated birthdays today. Juan Marichal turns 88 today. Keith Hernandez turns 72 today. Former NFL quarterback Dave Craig, who was a free agent. He turned 67 today. Free agent out of college. Willis McGahee, former Raven, turns 44 today. And NBA young boy turns 26 today. Former wide receiver Herman Moore and former NBA star Eddie Jones both share birthdays today. Joseph, who is older?
Herman Moore.
Herman Moore. Herman Moore turns 56. Eddie Jones turns 54.
Okay.
You did all well
right,
today.
All
you
right.
did well. This is a big sports day for you folks like me. Sports Enthusiasts, 7 o'clock, Monday Night Football from Detroit. The Bucks and the Lions, that game is going to be huge. 10 o'clock, Texans travel to Seattle to take on the Seahawks. And game 7 of the ALCS tonight from Toronto, on the mound for the Mariners, George Kirby. On the mound for the Blue Jays, Shane Bieber. Again, game 7 winner goes on to take on the Los Angeles Dodgers in the Fall Classic. Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Monday.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge... There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.